It is widely agreed that Nelson Mandela is the closest thing you can find to a living saint. So what do you do when he accuses you of being a racist? That was the unfortunate position in which George Bush found himself recently after the former South African president played the race card against the U.S. president. Common Ground's Simon Marks has the story.
It was, beyond any shadow of a doubt, an intemperate statement, but one so detailed and repeated so often by former President Nelson Mandela that it could only have been planned and deeply felt. Addressing a lunch in Johannesburg, South Africa, amid growing speculation about President Bush's determination to bring about his policy of regime change in Baghdad, the former South African leader laid in to the current US president with a stinging attack.
Both Bush as well as Tony Blair are undermining an idea which was sponsored by their predecessors. They do not care. Is it because the Secretary General of the United Nations is now a black man?
And there was more.
What I'm condemning is that one power with a president who has no foresight, who cannot think properly, is now wanting to plunge the world into a holocaust.
To the applause of the crowd, Mr. Mandela accused President Bush of planning to wage a war for oil, and he said that the United States is a country, quote, that has committed unspeakable atrocities in the world. It's all a far cry from the things Nelson Mandela was saying about America just 4.5 years ago.
If today the people of South Africa are free at last to address their basic needs, then it is not least because the American people identified with and lend their support to the struggle to end apartheid.
On September the 23rd, 1998, to a standing ovation in Washington, Mr. Mandela received the Congressional Gold Medal. It was the high watermark in post-apartheid U.S.-South African relations. Today, at a government-to-government level, the relationship between the U.S. and South Africa is workmanlike. But President Mandela's criticisms struck home with the White House, in part because of the very considerable weight he has lent to U.S. presidents in the past. He supported Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, and he endorsed George W. Bush's war on terrorism. When White House spokesman Ari Fleischer responded to the former South African president's comments on Iraq, he noticeably failed to match the vigor of Mr. Mandela's rhetoric.
Nelson Mandela was a great leader. He remains a great man. But on this, the president and Nelson Mandela do not see eye to eye.
And that may be how the White House and the former South African president choose to leave things. It seems unlikely that President Bush and former President Mandela will be spending much more quality time together. The Bush administration had already shelved plans for the US leader to visit South Africa. And after his outburst, it seems unlikely that Nelson Mandela will be welcomed back to the White House anytime soon. And the aftertaste of this very public dispute is likely to reverberate for months to come. For Common Ground, I'm Simon Marks in Washington.